Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your Fierst choice for insurance. And by the way, we want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow. So don't forget about all your loved ones there. And my very special guest this lovely Saturday morning is Caleb Bruns, owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services and Restorations. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I don't know if we're getting a little bit too muted on that drum, but we'll keep trying as we go along through the day. But welcome, success friends. Thanks for joining us today. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need to do is to understand the science of success, principles that when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. Our success principle of the day is we become what we think about, or what I like to call your grand obsession. Success friends, before I introduce my fabulous guest this morning, I want to share with you why I do this show. First of all, I hope that all of my success friends call up the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency and get an insurance quote. And I hope that when you get to know us, you will do business with us. But there's also another reason. I know that most of my guests and the majority of people that seek success of some sort don't start out with a silver spoon in their mouth. In fact, it might be a little bit rusty. I know mine was. I'm not sure about yours, Caleb.
Oh, yes.
When I first found out that I could choose the direction I wanted my life to go some 30 years ago, I was struggling. I was broke, in fact. Back then, I experienced more of what I like to call to do without time than to do with time. You see, I lived by the saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without? But to get back to why I do this show, I was fortunate enough to work for a sales manager that knew and understood the principles of success. In fact, I remember asking him one time what it was like to be a millionaire, and he joked back that he didn't remember, as he was a multimillionaire. Ha ha, right? All right, there we go. But for some reason, this guy did believe in me, and his words of encouragement helped me to get back on the right track. And many of the success principles and tools that I talk about on this show, I learned back at that difficult time in my life. So I know firsthand that when success principles and success tools are utilized, good things can happen. I've grown from those days and I've changed my life. And with the help of many people, I've been able to build a successful insurance agency. And I believe that the person looking for a way to improve their life, the website GPS4success.com and this radio show can be a leg up for a motivated individual. I also want to touch on the thought quickly about success. You know, success is not defined by money, although money can be a good scorecard, but more importantly, success is working towards a worthy goal. Earl Nightingale said that success is defined as the active realization of a worthy goal, Success doesn't happen overnight. And Caleb, I think you might agree with me, sometimes just getting your doors open is a success in itself. But with that thought, success friends, let me introduce my wonderful guest, Caleb Bruns. Am I saying that last name properly?
Yes, you are.
Bruns. And with a name like Fierst, I should know how to speak this German. Is it German?
Yeah.
Okay. Ja, volte. But you're someone that we at the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency look upon as a partner. Because when our client calls and has a problem, whether it be a fire, broken pipe, leaky roof, I make one call and our client is being taken care of. And Caleb, I also know that you personally are a person that has studied the principles of success. So I want to say welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Tom. And it's been a pleasure to have had your trust over these many years and to get to know you better. So I appreciate you having me, and it's an honor to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. And like I say, we're glad we've been able to do business. I know our clients have been very happy with some of the results we've dealt with. What, Caleb, you know, it's a show about success. Ensure your success. What got you started on your path of success?
Well, that's a great question. There's definitely many different experiences in my life that were all a part of getting me started towards success. One of the biggest things for me, though, is that I grew up, based off my family experience, I grew up with a desire to have success. You see, Tom, I'm the third oldest of 13 children.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on a minute. Sorry about that, Jenna.
Yeah, believe it or not, my parents had 13 children between their ages of 18 and 38. So over 20 years.
Wow.
13 children. And I'm the oldest boy of five in a row that were born over 4 years. So needless to say, we really put our mom through the ringer.
Yes.
But as you can imagine, the math doesn't quite work out there with 13 children and trying to live in American society. So we definitely grew up very poor. I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the middle of the city. And as a 10-year-old, I found myself working a paper route to support my own clothing and money needs. So as early as I could work legally, I had a job. Wow. You know, as you can imagine, my father worked very hard. He had a route sales delivery position without a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
For Frito-Lay chips. So I grew up with this strong desire to not ever want to be in poverty again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, although this sense of purpose drove me to want to be successful, as I've learned, it is not a good enough reason to sustain long-term success.
So you had the want to, you just didn't know what to do.
Correct. And when I was 20 years old, I moved to the big city, quote unquote. Those are air quotes for those of you who can't see us in person.
Yeah, that's me there, Caleb.
The big city of Minneapolis to finish my education and also to explore really a bigger pond.
Right.
A big part of finding my life purpose and overall leadership experience came out of joining a company called College Pro as a 20-year-old.
Yep, I remember seeing them around.
Yeah, long-time business. College Pro is a franchise system that is for college students and gives them an opportunity to own and operate their own painting business over the course of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I owned a franchise for a couple summers, was pretty successful, and then was recruited to be a general manager who then got to go out, recruit, train, and coach other students. So at the age of 21, I found myself overseeing 20 student franchise owners and a $2 million business.
Wow.
And all that comes with that as a 22-year-old.
Right.
But for me...
The problems, too, right?
Oh, many, many problems. That's how I learned everything.
Right.
Is through all the failures. But overall, I was involved with College Pro for 14 years. It was almost a summer job that never ended.
Hmm.
And in 2010, after College Pro, my wife and I decided to start Paul Davis Restoration. Since then, we've grown each year and now have a team of over 100 people who are ready to serve the community.
Boy, that's fantastic. Now, prior to College Pro, you did not have any construction experience, or had you done some part-time work? Or?
You know, I framed houses for a couple summers to get me through college, so I kind of liked construction in that way.
Gotcha. And so when you came into College Pro, it made some sense to you?
Yeah, painting was really one of the easier trades in construction. So it was about learning how to run a business, not about...
That was the challenge.
Correct.
I gotcha. And Caleb, I believe, and I talk about this every week, that everybody needs a grand obsession, a reason to get up in the morning. And, you know, we're talking about we become what we think about. A grand obsession really is a clear, concise mental picture of what one desires. And once we know what we desire, then we have the opportunity to be successful on purpose. I mean, I've known people that are successful by accident. They don't really know how they ended up there. And sometimes that's built on a shaky foundation. When we know what we're doing, what we're going after, then it makes some sense to have long-term success. What, you know, when you started Paul Davis, you said, okay, I just want to really be in business for myself, or?
Well, you know, you talk about it as a grand obsession, which is great. It lines up. I view it as a core purpose. It's very similar.
Right.
It's really the same thing. And
not what you say, how you say it, right?
Exactly. It's not what you do, it's why you do it.
There you go. I like it.
It was
a lot of lemon drops here for this week. Success, friends. Get ready.
For me, it was through a transition where I really got to get clarity on this. I really believe in the power of transformation and change, and it usually doesn't happen without stress and adversity.
Right.
So leaving the company after 14 years and taking a risk to start my own company after 12 years of employment can be quite stressful.
Right.
So through that, we decided to really burn the bridge. I joke that my wife and I, we had a nice house, we had a nice income, and starting your own business with all the risk involved, in order to get ourselves to really embrace that risk, we had to be willing to let go of everything as we knew it, our goods, our possessions, our house, our way of life, and all of that. And our big joke was, well, we've got our double wide picked out. So if this all blows up in our face, we can start over. we got a lakefront double wide to start it
there
over and do it all again. So that really allowed us to deal with that stress pretty well. But it became pretty clear through all that transition that what was going to give me the fuel, or I would consider kind of my battery pack, to, as you said, what's going to get me up in the morning, as I put my pants on and want to go to work, what's going to charge me, was really something that I had enjoyed when I was helping coach other people. And it, regardless of money, I asked myself, what would I do if I wasn't going to get paid anything? And that would incorporate my strengths, give me energy, and really, you know, give me that. And once I found it, I started a holding company called Radiant Change Enterprises, and my core purpose or grand obsession, I took that and just made that the mission statement for my company, which was to provide opportunities for leaders and entrepreneurs in endeavors that align with their purpose, their passion, and their dreams, and to be a catalyst to help people to reach that. And I figured the more people I can help achieve success, I'm automatically going to be successful.
Great.
And so since 2010, I've been involved in launching 4 Paul Davis franchises, a flooring franchise, a commercial construction company, and owned and grew a painting business in Sioux Falls from $500,000 to $2 million in the last 3 years.
Whew. Long way from that delivering papers, huh?
Absolutely. And what's amazing, I also went back to school to finish the second half of my degree over the last year and a half. So now I'm taking a break.
All right.
And focusing on only one business, we've consolidated our Paul Davis businesses and sold my interest in all the other businesses.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Fantastic. So Paul Davis is the main focus here, and away you go.
Yep.
All right. I like it. That sounds very good. And Caleb, we're a little bit late today, but we are going to have our quote from the great Vince Lombardi. And, you know, we're talking about a clear, concise mental picture. And the story behind Vince Lombardi was his first day of practice every year was he got all these professional football players around him that had been playing the game all their life. And he held up a football and he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." And I think one of the things we talk about is going back to the basics. If we know exactly what we're thinking about, what we want to achieve, kind of like you say, okay, we're going to go back, we're consolidating, this is what we're going to be good at, and we're going to do this, we have a lot of chances of success. I mean, to think about, you know, these professional athletes at this time, I don't know if they'd still put up with Vince or not, but it really does come down to Ollie's. What is the basics? I know at the agency, when we start running into trouble or people are a little frustrated with us, we always have to get back to that basic and say, you know, are we taking care of the customer? Are we providing service? And I just think that's a real basic of any kind of success. Your thoughts on that, if you have any?
Yeah, I would agree. And I think for us, when we got clear about what it is that we really do, it really made everything else easier. And it was so simple. We came together as a group and said, okay, let's just clarify what is it that we do and what do we care about. And it was really the statement of we care.
There you go.
And once we got focus around that and filtered all of the rest of our decisions around that, we have a company now automatically of a bunch of caring people that will go above and beyond to help service our customers in need.
I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. And, you know, and in the construction industry, sometimes it's hard to find that contractor that you really feel good about working with. And we've always felt good working with you guys. But, you know, in America, Caleb, as you know, you've been a student of success. But, you know, there are certain principles of success, meaning that no matter who practices the principle, they will have certain types of results. And, you know, we compare principles to like the principle of gravity. It doesn't matter who throws the ball up in the air, the ball is always going to fall back down to the ground. Some people can throw the ball a little bit further. But in the end, the principle holds true for everybody that utilizes it. And I think that's one of the things with a clear, concise mental picture. You know, if we know exactly where we want to go, what we want to achieve, like you say, why we're doing it, we can't do anything but succeed. And I think that's one of the most important lessons I learned, is you really have to know where you want to go. Before we go any further, I do want to make sure that our success friends know how to get a hold of you, Caleb and Paul Davis. You have a website, right?
Correct.
And can you share that with our success friends?
Yes, it's www.pauldavismn.com.
So pauldavismn.com. Your phone number?
651-243-0737.
And we're going to talk a little bit about exactly what Paul Davis does in a minute. But suffice to say, if somebody's listening right now that has a frozen pipe, they should get to your website or call that number right now, and you guys can be out to help them.
Yes, we certainly hope you don't have to ever get a hold of us, but in case of emergencies, we're here for you.
And they really are. I mean, it's beautiful. Doesn't matter what time of the day or night either.
No.
So, success friends, I also want to remind you to go to GPS, the number 4, success, and sign up for our free lemon drops. You just go to the website, you sign up by the little lemon drop icon. He's really a cute looking guy. And you receive a lemon drop every morning, which is a little inspiration that will melt in your mind. Caleb, I'm going to ask you now, I might be dating myself, but do you remember the song, "I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter"?
It sounds familiar, but I may understand it more if I could hear you sing.
All right, well, I'll give a couple of lines here. All right, Jerry? Hey, Tom, go ahead. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Hey, yeah, sing with me now. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And, you know, I talk about this song, Caleb, because success friends, at the end of the week, those of you who that sign up for a lemon drop also get what we call a slice of success, which is really a congratulatory note saying, job well done. And we'll give words oh so sweet, Caleb. They're going to knock people off their feet. Because really, right now, who's telling you you're doing a great job, right? Your wife, your spouse, your kids, your dog. I mean, is it your boss? Hey, sign up for a lemon drop. We'll tell you you're doing a great job. And we'll give kisses at the bottom, and you'll be oh so glad you got them. Kind of exciting, isn't it, Caleb?
It is.
Oh, and look, talk about timing. Oh, today we're on it. I hear it. Now, wait for it. Wait for it. Ah, it's a lemon drop. We're hoping it will make a big splash in your day. And, Caleb, I keep saying it all day today. I can't say it enough. We become what we think about. Now, Caleb, I was talking about principles of success. What have you, I mean, you were this 10-year-old delivering papers when I want to be successful, right? I mean, that was kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
How has, I mean, you know, what your grand obsession was, I want to become successful. Where are you now with your grand obsession? I mean, you guys are trying to make Paul Davis the number one restoration company out there. I mean, obviously you're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, your principle that you're talking about is that, you know, we become what we think about is so true. The biggest reason we've grown so far in our business has been our ability to attract good talent. Mm-hmm. The reason we've been able to attract good talent is because I believe if we do the right thing with the right people in the right ways, good things are going to happen. And we have yet to go recruit people. They just come up, show at our door, up at our door and say, how can we get on your team?
Really?
And we're usually not ready for them, so we have to wait until we can grow to be able to afford them.
Right.
But it has allowed us to grow. And, you know, for me, belief is how and what we think about each
mm-hmm.
and every day.
Right.
What kind of messages that we play over and over in our own heads. I would tell myself with the most certainty that we're going to be a great company and that we'll actually continue to grow and be successful in this market. And that has definitely helped us because I have that vision for what that will look like.
Right.
And, wow, it really works. Where the mind goes, the body follows. Unfortunately, you know, I want to share one example of this that I experienced in a more of a negative way, but overall it's positive. Unfortunately, Tom, my father, who passed away 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I did not know. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much. At 62 years old.
Oh, wow.
And about 4 years ago, he was going through a transition and what he thought was a failure after 30 years of leading a church congregation.
Mm-hmm.
And he lamented to me that he believed that his last 30 years of ministry were a failure and that he regretted that he hadn't gone into business instead. And I asked him, I said, well, what is your new sense of purpose going to be? How can you take this quote-unquote 30 years of failure and add value to the world? What are you doing to better yourself? What are you reading? And unfortunately, at that time, I wondered, given his already failing body, how long he would continue to live if he did not find his new mm-hmm. sense of purpose and belief. Mm-hmm. There were other physical reasons for his passing, but the way he believed about himself and the messages he was telling himself every day were negative, which definitely contributed to his health and ultimately mm-hmm. him passing away. So, mm-hmm. you know, wow, bummer. Yeah, sorry to end on such an upbeat, positive story, but I just wanted to share that because it's
that
real.
Important, though.
I do, too.
Our outlook on life, I mean, it is so important, and that would be very challenging. And one of the questions I'm going to ask you towards the end of the show is, I mean, what do you do with adversity? Everybody, every successful person I've talked to has adversity in their life, and I think how we deal with that adversity really determines a lot of what we're going to be doing.
I would absolutely agree with you.
Now, Caleb, I'm going to take a little quick break because I want to remind our success friends that when it comes to insurance, just like success, Caleb, you have a choice. And your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, or health insurance, or even commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. And we have been delivering for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. You have a choice, but your fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
And you can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. And success friends, please understand we save literally everybody we talk to money on their insurance. In fact, we put a little counter on our website, Caleb, we just started this year, and we're adding how much savings we're giving to people throughout the year. We're almost at $10,000 already this year. So we literally save everybody money on their insurance. And we're so confident about it, we put our money where our mouth is. And we tell everybody that we'll give them $25 if we can't beat their current rates. Our only rules are they have to be home and auto insurance. It's got to be active, and we've got to see proof. Not asking too much, right? I think maybe over the last, I've been doing this for about 15, 20 years. I've given maybe three winners out, $75 out. We save people money, and usually we give them better coverage too. So call us up, 651-738-0107, Monday through Friday, and tell whoever answers the phone, I'm taking the KLBB Radio Challenge. But Caleb, we've got a lot to talk about. I mean, you understand the success stuff so well, we could go on and on, but we need to talk a little bit about Paul Davis. You know, tell us about how it works. I mean, you really are more in the restoration than just construction industry, right?
Yeah, well, we're the people who come out and recover your property from unexpected emergencies or catastrophes such as fire, smoke, water, mold, biohazard, wind, hail, you name it. And we're the people no one wants to call but have to call when needed, and most people don't know who to call. We don't want bad things to happen, but we just know they're going to happen, and we just believe that we're the best people to serve the marketplace mm-hmm. in that way. We are a full-service company that provides emergency services such as extracting water, drying, cleaning, deodorizing, as well as full reconstruction services that put our customers back in their homes as soon as possible.
Right.
One of the things that most people don't know is that we also provide personal property restoration for all your goods in the home, such as textiles, electronics, upholstery, and dishes, and everything else that can be restored. We do that as well.
It's fantastic stuff. You know, I like you say, you don't want anyone to have to call you, but you do want to have someone available in the time of need. And we've had clients, I can think of one client we worked with together. They had a major fire in their home. I think really that was most probably about a year, year and a half project to get them back to where they were. They were extremely happy with it. And the thing about it is we can make one phone call. You guys are on site. If it's a hole in the roof, you're patch, you know, you're covering it to prevent more damage. If it is fire, you understand this stuff. So you're very helpful to the client when they, you know, at their time of need. Oh, now, Caleb, one more second here. We've got what we call, wait for it. Yep. Oh, we got, it's our success secret. Because, Caleb, we like talking about success, but we also want to give people something to use throughout the week. Right, success friends? And our success secret today is, guess what it is? It's we become what we think about. Realize that you can choose the thoughts you want to think about. It may be challenging at first, but over time, as you wander your thoughts and think about what it is, kind of like what you're talking about earlier, your thoughts bring you to your grand obsession. So we become what we think about, and just keep thinking good things. Keep thinking success thoughts, success friends. Huh? Right. Okay, Caleb, we're getting near the end of our show. We're getting the countdown's on. We got to do a couple quick things with you. We really appreciate you coming out. Again, tell our good success friends how to get a hold of you, your website.
www.pauldavismn.com. And our phone number is 651-243-0737.
And we will have this posted on our website also. We're here at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. We want to remind everybody. Caleb, we've got to let people know you a little bit better. So we've got our four questions in 4 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready.
What's your favorite hobby?
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
It's also called frisbee golf, for those of you who don't know what a disc is.
Frisbee golf for us old people. Yeah, I don't know what a disc is, Tom. Your favorite type of music?
Well, I play percussion and drums, so I love all
Very
sorts
nice.
Of music.
Now I know why you're eyeing this drum up here. Okay,
Correct.
Now we got it.
But my least favorite is country.
Okay. Favorite type of food?
Definitely sushi.
Very nice. And your favorite ventriloquist?
Fierstoff. That's a very scary
question.
Loving it. I like this guy.
Actually, the only one I can remember is Howdy Doody. So
very good.
He's
very
definitely
good.
My favorite.
But Caleb, I do want to thank you for coming on the show today. I hope our listeners have learned something. If they need help, they should call Paul Davis, MN. I know I've learned some interesting things from you today. I want to thank Jenna, our producer, and all the great people here at KLBB Radio that helped make this show happen. And I want to thank Sarah and Bob that do so much behind the scenes. We love being a part of Club KLBB. Caleb, do you have any final thoughts for us here as we get near the end of the show?
Yeah, I would just encourage our listeners that if they're struggling to fully understand some of these principles, they're definitely not alone. I think we've all struggled through them before, and there's lots of resources out there if someone's willing to learn.
There really are. I mean, great books. We love Napoleon Hill. You and I were talking about that. The one you came across, Think Big. I mean, it really is, and it really can change your life. And I was thinking about it earlier when you said, change is easy. All you have to change is everything, right? Piece of cake. But success, friends, one last idea. We become what we think about. You may have heard me say that a time or two today, but understand that your mind works just like the earth. You know, in front of your home, many people plant grass seed. Guess what comes up? That's right, grass. Now, some folks are weird, and they might plant poison ivy in the ground, and guess what comes up? That's right, poison ivy. But, you know, most people just let the wind bring whatever seeds it has in it and deposit it on the soil, and guess what comes up? You got it, random plants, a lot of weeds. Your mind is that fertile piece of ground. Ensure that you are planting success thoughts. Tend that garden of success, water it, nurture it. Success will sprout and grow. Thanks, success friends. Jerry, any last thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
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 Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to